Dominican Republic too. They got settled in the north of Manhattan at the beginning of the 20th century in Harlem. At the beginning, Harlem was peopled by black people, but there was a gentrification. So now, are other communities like Hispanic people, are they only on Harlem? No, they are in the south of Bronx too.
We talk about black people. What about Chinese people? Chinese people went to NYC in the 60s. They got settled in a neighborhood in the south of Manhattan called Chinatown. The Chinese community is also located in the neighborhood of Flushing in the north of Queens, and also in the area of Sunset, which is situated in the west of Brooklyn.
Let's talk about the Asians, the Indian people, and other of south of Asia. They represent 3.5% of the population of New York. They are living in the Queens in the area of Richmond Hills, Kew Garden, and Ozone Park. In the Queens, there are 170,000 inhabitants.
Now, about the German. The German immigration began with the Revolution of 1848 and finished during the First World War. The German population represents 6 million inhabitants in New York. Where do they live? They are essentially in Manhattan. They are living in the area of Yorkville, in the Upper East Side, next to the East River. They are also in Little Germany.
You have forgotten the Irish people. When did they come? The Irish community is one of the most popular in NYC since the first immigration waves in the middle of the 19th century. They went to the U.S. during the segregation of 1845 to 1849. Where do they live? The Irish neighborhoods are in the Bronx, like Woodlawn, North, Riverdale, and Riverdale. In the Queens, too, with Woodside, Sunnyside, Rockaway Beach, and Hawkesbury.
Then, we will concentrate on the Polish people. The Polish community live essentially in Brooklyn, in Greenpoint, and Williamsburg.
Finally, we will focus on the Italian people. The Italian community lives in Little Italy, in Manhattan around Melville Street. There are Italian areas in the Bronx, like Arthur Avenue, Morey Park in Brooklyn too, with Gable Hill and Carroll Garden.
As a conclusion, for everybody in the world, New York is a melting pot, a melting of culture, but they aren't as mixed as we think. They live in communities and there are discriminations.
Then, we will focus on a wonderful poem whose writing by us.
New York is beautiful. Manhattan's economic center, Staten Island, is wonderful. Don't forget that's pretty good for peace lover. It's pretty like the Queens, where there are poor people, but you know what it means when you are on the dole. It's a place of hip-hop music, but be careful in Bronx. There are drugs, violence, and traffic. If you fancy a place less dangerous, a nice borough to live in, Brooklyn is fabulous.
Thank you, Ritting. Now, what about the touristic part? We will talking about the touristic part of our radio show. It speaks about New York's restaurants.
Hey guys, sorry, but I want to eat noodles. Where I have to go?
So, I would advise you to eat at Big Wong. It's situated in Mo Street 68 in Chinatown in Manhattan, on the third block in New Right. Or you can eat for cheap in Royal Garden in Chinatown too. It's linked to the Big Wong.
Okay, great. And if I want to eat a pizza?
You can eat delicious pizza in Lombardi's, located in Spring 38 in Little Italy. It's on Italy Street on the second block left.
Okay, thanks. But I want to eat Isania. Where should I go?
You can go at Mezzo di Pasta in Flower Street 24 in Little Italy too. It's on the fourth block right when you are in Lombardy's.
Sorry, but I prefer pretzels. Where should I go?
So, you should go at Hallo Berlin in 48th Street and 5th Avenue at Yorkville in Manhattan, of course.
Oh, I want to drink a beer now. A very good cup of beer. Where I have to go?
You're difficult. You should go between the Hello Berlin and the New Yorker in the Fifth Avenue.
Okay, finally, I want only a burger.
A burger? Oh, God! Go to McDonald's on the third block when you turn right here.
Thank you, guys. This is the end of our radio show. Thanks for having listened to us. Now, we will finish with a song who's called Empire State of Mind by Alicia Keys.
Enjoy!
About New York.